Alaska women are smart, tough, and resourceful, and the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame honors some of these outstanding citizens each year. 11 women were inducted this spring in an Anchorage ceremony. Past Hall of Fame inductees Jane Anvig and Fran Ulmer took turns introducing them. The late Terry Mae Laws Rofgar was inducted this year. Her husband, Dennis Rofgar, accepted on her behalf. Here's Fran Ulmer.
Our next inductee is Terry Mae Laws Rofker, Achievement in Tlingit Culture and Traditional Weaving. Terry Rofker was a Tlingit weaver of raven's tail robes and spruce root baskets. She was a culture bearer from Sitka. Her work is world renowned because it utilizes 6,000 year old Tlingit methods of gathering and weaving natural materials. She created both waterproof baskets from spruce tree roots and dancing raven's tail robes. Since both were created through the same technique, Rofgar sometimes referred to her robes as dancing baskets. Receiving on her behalf is her husband, Dennis Rofgar.
I am Denny Rofgar. A lot of my wife's acquaintances would knew me better as Mr. Terry Rofgar. We were fortunate to be able to spend 42 years together, and I'd like to express my gratitude for extending this honor to Terry. I think she would have been a little mystified by the attention, but grateful nonetheless. When Terry was 27, she sat me down when I came home from work one evening, and she said, "Honey, I know what I want to be when I grow up. I want to be a weaver." And I thought to myself, what does that mean? How do you make a living weaving? And for that matter, what do you weave to sell? But she knew, and that understanding drove her life. And as she pursued the art and mastered the weaving, more questions about her Tlingit culture arose. As the culture questions were answered, more questions arose about the weaving. At some point, she realized how much science and math her culture used in their everyday life. And as she mastered her craft, her wild imagination was free to roam about the universe. And often she came up with pieces that told stories of events of her lifetime and of stories of other people that would commission a piece. You have one such piece here at the Anchorage Airport. It's the robe of the 1964 earthquake. She was 8 years old when she was here and that earthquake happened, and it obviously made an impression on her. I remember how obsessed she was as she researched the tectonic plates and how adamant she was about how accurately into scale she needed to translate that research into the memories of the robe. As she said when she received her honorary doctoral degree a couple of years ago, "Today we have PowerPoint presentations to share information, but much of the art that was created told stories as well. Indeed, they were the original indigenous data storage devices, and they'll probably be around longer than most PowerPoint presentations." If there's one mantra I heard from Terry time and again in the past few years, it was that she wanted to replace the word resource with the word relationship. Whether it had to do with people or how she treated place. When teaching people how to gather spruce roots, she'd tell her students how important it was to thank the trees for their roots. And she would also tell them that if they encountered a bear, they should introduce themselves. And in her case, she would say her name in Tlingit, what clan she came from, who her mother and grandmother were, and what family her father and grandfather came from. As she would explain to her students, it wasn't because she felt that the bear understood her, but it simply kept her from running away. To be safe, she carried a .44. When she told me about this strategy for the first time years ago, I thought to myself that I was in big trouble. I had three names. And so just to be snarky, I asked her if she would mind terribly if, while she was introducing herself, I quietly walked away. I got the look. So her relationships to gathering roots encompassed forest and trees, bears and rain, and even crazy boat captains with the nickname of Speedy Gonzales. She understood that if she treated her roots well and gathered with respect, she could go back to the same place every year and be rewarded with more roots. Gathering roots inform her about her trees, from the fact that the soils they lived in have a symbiotic relationship with the roots, to the understanding that the lateral roots gave them stability in the wind. Some areas in Southeast have mainly spruce trees, while others are dominated by alders. Most mature and mountainous areas have a mixture of every type of tree and bush, cedar, hemlock, spruce, alder, devil's club, berry bushes. All this talk about trees and mountains leads into the fact that Tlingit art and story was filled with metaphor. And so I'd like to share one of Terry's metaphors. On any hillside, all of these different trees' roots interweave themselves as they grow old together. You might even say their very survival depends on their interconnectedness. And when the wild storms of the Pacific blew in, it's that interconnectedness that keeps them standing. Terry found that in life, our roots go deeper the longer we are in one place. However, they are woven together with others and nourished by the soils of the places we live in. We withstand the storms of life together because of that diversity and interconnectedness. Ethnicities are like the different species of trees, and places are like the soils. Her natural world truly did inform her life. Thank you.
That was Dennis Rothgar accepting for his wife, the late Terry Mae Laws Rothgar, a 2017 inductee into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. More information is at our website, alaskapublic.org.